This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Obama administration issued something called a final rule today. It requires virtually all insurance companies to offer coverage for mental health conditions, just as they would for physical problems, so that in theory, there would be no difference between how your insurance company pays for treatment of depression or a broken arm. The technical term for that is parity, and it brings with it some economic side effects. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
The rule is pretty clear. Everything, co-payments, deductibles, has to be the same for mental or physical care. So you'd think Walter Teague would want to celebrate. He's been a therapist in private practice for 32 years, and he's had lots of run-ins with insurance companies.
Therapists have been burned.
Teague says therapists like him who run their own practices have spent lots of time filing claims and appealing denials. Some have stopped accepting insurance. They want to see if the new rule on parity will be enforced.
They're going to hold back and wait and see how it develops.
That might be wise, because there's no guarantee that waves of insured new patients will suddenly materialize. Dr. Alexander Blunt teaches psychiatry at the University of Massachusetts. He also has a practice. He says there's still a stigma against mental health care.
It's very hard to get around the implication that somehow getting help for something like depression indicates weakness.
But Dr. Blunt says patients will do therapy if it's part of a visit to a doctor's office. If a therapist on staff automatically checks in with, say, a diabetes patient to ask about depression. Now, the new parity rule could be a boon for counselors who work in rehab clinics for alcoholism or drug addiction. David Statton is president-elect of the American Rehabilitation Counseling Association, and he has a private counseling practice. He says his industry will see a landslide of new patients, and he wonders if it's prepared.
They've been talking about this for years, but you know, now that it's actually happened, we're going to have to act pretty fast.
He already has three therapists on staff and will hire more. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.